I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian refugees are on the run again as life in war-torn Lebanon becomes increasingly volatile. Speaking to MNN from an airport, Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki tells us,
depending on their ethnicity and their religious affiliation, they are either returning to Syria or looking for some other country to settle them.
Nearly 120,000 Syrians have returned to their home nation since Hezbollah drew Lebanon into the wider Iran war March 2nd. Heart for Lebanon cares for thousands of refugees and displaced Lebanese people, providing help and hope in Jesus' name. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Heart for Lebanon has an all-comprehensive approach to crisis. We address it on the physical, the emotional, but also on the spiritual level.
And in recent decades, conflict hotspots in the Middle East and North Africa have uprooted the lives of millions. But for displaced Arabic-speaking Christians among them, it can still be a fruitful season of preparation. And that's because of organizations like the Program for Theological Education by Extension. Aaron James with PTEE says,
we provide classes and training for refugees that have fled high conflict areas who desire to return after the conflict is over.
This fully accredited program was started to meet a felt need among Arabic Christians to understand the Bible better.
We want them to be able to teach Sunday school, be pastors, lead women's ministry, children's ministry, but from a biblically sound foundation.
Pray for PTEE's current students to grow in both faith and readiness. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.